Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. This is Gary Wimmer, and you are with Psychics Gone Wild. And let me make sure I've got things on the studio working correctly. Hope you can hear me. This is Psychics Gone Wild again, and I'm happy to be with you folks tonight. We've got several people in the call room, which is good, because that means we're going to be doing some readings tonight for all you folks. If you want to find out more about us, go to PsychicsGoneWild.com. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/PsychicsGoneWild. But I'm here tonight with a fine, interesting co-host. She goes by Dawn. Her real name is Mystic Haven. Or she goes by Mystic Haven. Her real name is Dawn. So I'm going to let her solve that dilemma for you and let her introduce herself to you and tell you what she does. Dawn, Mystic Haven, are you there, my dear?
Yes, I am. Hello, everybody. Allegria.
They all said
yes,
hello, and they're all clapping.
Huh?
I say they're all said hello, and they're all clapping. Glad to hear you're here. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Dawn.
Oh, well, let's see. Yes, my real name is Dawn Mitchell. Most people know me on Facebook as Mystic Haven through Spirit of Light Readings. I am a natural-born psychic medium. I use the gifts of clairvoyance, clairaudience, and some other gifts. Basically, the readings that I do are shown through spirit. It's almost like a moving picture. And as far as people who choose to come through, those who have passed, a lot of times, sometimes they may not say anything, but they will show themselves, or sometimes they will say something. Any messages I receive from them, I pass on to whoever is to receive them. I'm also the owner of Natural Mystic Haven, which is a holistic line of bath and body products, candles, chakra cleansing and clearing, and also the owner of Mystic Haven, which is a magical line that deals with, people that work within the craft or the earth religions to bring positive changes within their lives. And, various different things, many gifts, many abilities, but I choose to use them to help other people. And I've had this, like I said, since I was born. So, and it's just a constant learning process. And I wanted to say thank you to everybody who had won the readings from me last week. It was a pleasure and an honor to work with all of you and to talk with all of you. I truly enjoy doing this kind of work. I love it. It's my calling, and I just love it. So I wanted to say thank you to everybody for allowing me to be of service to you, throughout this last week.
I hope it's helpful. And everybody is thanking you too, Dawn. That's you mentioned some very interesting things. I think who's developing psychic ability realized the importance of helping fellow humans, putting our heart into trying to help people develop a more positive view of life, to learn more about their own psychic ability, their intuition, their guides, and so forth. So we're certainly glad to have you on, Dawn. It's always a pleasure to sit with you.
Thank you.
Oh, it really is. And for those of you who got several callers already, but those who want to call in, be sure and dial either 773-897-6461 or 855-345-4444. 4710 and press 1 to get in the host room here, so we will see that you would like to make a comment or get a reading. Just to let you know, folks know, we take orders, we take calls in the order they come. We take orders for your cheeseburgers on this line and promise delivery in 5 minutes. Hey, I got to stay a little crazy. It's a crazy world. You know, if you can't laugh like Dawn just did, you just... I read a sign in a hospital when I was a kid at a local doctor's office. And think about this, folks. It said, if you can maintain calm in the middle of all this confusion, you just don't understand the situation. And I always thought that was kind of clever, you know. But... a little about myself in a nutshell. I was started giving readings in the early 70s. I got interested in psychic ability way back in the 60s. In the early 70s, I started giving readings. In 1977, I had the most incredible experience, certainly that I will ever have in my life, and perhaps one of the most incredible experiences people can have. I went through a near-death experience. It was extremely intense, and really showed me the beauty that lies outside of our normal conscious self. A couple of things I learned is, first of all, people should never fear death. The challenge is here before us in this lifetime, in this time. I connected with the infinite mind, as have many who have had similar experiences. Nobody talked about 1977. Of course, it wasn't an internet. There wasn't much written on it at all. I had no doubt what I experienced. I didn't quite know why it happened and so forth, but I had no doubt what I experienced. It's a very interesting story if you folks are interested in reading on that. It's got a lot of good comments, and many people have told me it's a page-turner. It's called A Second in Eternity, and you can find it on my website, garywimmer.com. That's GARYWIMMER.com. That brings homepage. I'm also an actor and writer and a musician, so click on my psychic page or go to GaryWimmer.com/psychic, PSYCHIC. And of course, you can find both about Dawn and myself on psychicsgonewild.com. In 1980, I met a very interesting lady who gave me a reading with a method she called reading stones. The proper term is lithomancy, LITHOMANCY. And I've used this system since 1980, since I first learned it from her. And about 14 years ago, I was trying to figure out how other people did this. I couldn't find anything written on actually a how-to book. So I took it upon myself to write a book on the subject. It's called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. That's LITHOMANCY. So you can Google both those books, Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones, or Second Eternity. You can find out about my near-death experience, and if you're interested, you can find out about how to use stones, how to start developing your skill with lithomancy. It's a very interesting art, so to speak. And all psychic ability is an art. It's not a science. So one other thing I wanted to mention here is, what is the other thing I wanted to mention? Oh, yeah, okay. We do give short readings here, but we'd like you all to check us out and see what we do. We can certainly do... both Dawn and I and other psychics can do a longer, more detailed reading in, 30 minutes than we can in 3 minutes. The method I will be using tonight, I'll be doing some lithomancy readings for people to give you folks an idea of what it is. I use 16 stones. There are 10 planets: Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. And there are 6 personal stones: love, life, luck, commitment, place, and time. In a nutshell, when I do it in person, people drop the stones into this little piece of leather that's about 14 inches in diameter, and just a thin piece of leather to define a circle. And I read it like a clock, from the center up to the top, which is 12 o'clock, and then around for 3 months. When I do it over the phone, as I will be doing with some of you folks tonight, all you have to do, once I charge up the stones and put your energy into them, and I don't have an electrical charger, it's all done in my hands, all you have to do then is say drop. I'll drop the stones for you, and I will tell you what I will see. So both Dawn and I will try to give you a short reading when we get more callers in. We've got a fair amount right now, but when it gets pretty crowded, which we hope it does. We might alternate back and forth, so we try to get a little bit for everybody. So do check Dawn and I out on Psychics Gone Wild. And having said all that, looks like we've got a Skype number here at first, and then we're going to go to area code 626 and 609, just so you folks have an idea. This is 111. It might be a Skype number. Are you with us, 111?
Yes, hello?
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
Hi.
Pardon me, I missed your name.
Dina.
Dina?
Yeah, Alfina, A-L-P-H-I-N-A.
Okay.
Oh, hi.
I think we've talked to you before, right?
Yes, I think last week.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Did I do a reading for you last week with the stones?
Yes.
Okay, well, rather than repeat that, I'll tell you what. I'll take a question, and then I'll turn you to Dawn, my good cohort. So you get a double whammy, but I'd rather do a question this time than repeat the stone reading, just so you don't have to try to connect the dots between last week's reading and today. Do you have a specific question, Alfina?
Yeah, last week I was asking about finance, and this week I'm wanting to know what you guys pick up with the person whose initial is DB. Like, where do you see that going?
Okay, like I said, I'll pass you on to Dawn in a second. I feel like it's, it feels to me like a person, a man that you look up to or someone you look up to. And you probably are questioning about a relationship or wondering how they might fit into your life or if or so forth. But it feels like you don't know much about this person. And no matter what I told you, you'd really want to know firsthand for yourself. So it's okay for you to sort of investigate, ask, look, so forth. Because a couple of things it's doing for you, it's your curiosity is helping you develop your intuition and the resolve of your curiosity, which is, of course, getting answers. That depends somewhat on you, of course, and communication and so forth, and somewhat on the fact that you're willing to take a risk to do some sort of discovery, find things out. You know, when you ask questions, you set yourself up to get answers. When you don't ask questions, You don't necessarily set yourself up to get answers. Remember, it says knock and you shall receive. It doesn't say just have a door and we're going to drop it off. You know, so that's kind of what I feel. Does that make sense to you, Alfina?
Not necessarily, because I already know him. I'm just, yeah.
Well, it feels like you're discovering more about him. That's what I feel like.
Okay.
It feels like you want to discover more about him. It's a good thing to know, so you can know how you want to take responsibility over whatever type of link with this person. You know, that's kind of what I feel. Dawn, you want to add to that? Or tell me what you feel?
Yeah, what is your specific question about him?
How can I phrase this? Does it have to be, really specific, or?
No, just, a general specific. I mean, because there is a lot of gray around that.
Mm-hmm.
But there seems to be something in particular that you want to know about him.
I guess, yeah, when will he be, is he going to come back into my life is kind of what I should have asked.
Okay, maybe that would explain the gray with it then. Okay, there was a past relationship there, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, and relationships are in different forms. It's not necessarily romantic.
No, there was a relationship there. It was kind of serious, so.
Okay, coming back? Well, you have to remember, if somebody is a part of our past, then it is for a reason. Okay? As far as... A lot of gray with this one. Is there some type of indecision going on here? Because that's what I'm seeing.
That's what I was feeling, too.
No, it was... No, there wasn't.
Okay. No, I'm getting a lot of gray with this one, honey. It just it seems like... I'm not even seeing... I'm not even seeing, like, any current. I'm not seeing anything at the moment on this one, honey.
Okay, so he's not going to re-enter my life even as a friend or anything like that? Like, that's just...
It's not being shown.
Wow, okay.
Normally if somebody is going to re-enter somebody's life, you know, or if there's... You know what I mean? It will be shown. But when it's a consistent gray like that, that usually indicates that no. You know, that it's not. Like I said, if somebody is now in the past, then they are there for a reason. So that part is done. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I'm...
I've heard that before, like many times of, you know, past and stuff like that, and I just kind of... I don't believe that, but yeah, okay.
Okay, and everything, you know, things are based on choice. You know,
yeah.
Somebody might want something to be one way, but the other person does not feel that same way. You know, and it's free will. You know, you can't force somebody, you know, to be a part of something that is no longer working. But, yeah, no, I'm just getting a lot of gray with this one, and I'm not seeing
this
person coming back.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And remember, Alfina, when two people have to meet, one of them has to go to the other, or they got to meet halfway. You know, something's got to happen to make that meeting reoccur, whether it's you or this person or both. So as Dawn was saying, a lot of gray. As long as both people stay neutral.
I'm not asking if we're going to get back together or anything like that. I was just, yeah. Okay.
I get the feeling it's time for you to really open up new relationships. That's what it feels like to me.
Oh, I already have somebody in my life right now, so I'm not.
Oh, good.
I'm not asking if it's going to be a relationship. That was not really my question.
Okay, well, We hope we helped you. It feels a little gray, and you feel a little gray about it, like uncertain and not sure what you want. So think about that over the next...
No, I'm just a bit confused. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we were feeling, gray. Yeah, we were both feeling sort of gray and confusion. Rest on it for a week. Don't try to worry about it now. Rest on it a week or two, see what you feel. That's the best thing to do. And you'll get clearer about it. Then you'll know what you want, and the universe can't quite give you what you want if you don't even know what you want.
But it helps, I pretty much know what I want. So.
Okay, we'll work toward that, and not something that's gray. Work toward what you know.
Yeah.
It'll make you happier, girl. Hope that helps you. And remember, Alfina, and all you folks, you can always listen back on the archives. Me, Dawn, no psychic can know everything about everybody because free will is the most important thing. There are guidelines, you know. When you drive down the highway, you drive on the right side of the street. You know, there are guidelines. Free will is more powerful than we believe. And the way you think thoughts together, the way you inspire yourself, the way you keep open, the way you ask questions, that's all a product of free will. Am I correct, Dawn?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to move along to area code 626. Can you hear us?
Yes. Hi, I'm Bonnie.
Bonnie, boy, you're right out there, girl.
I'm excited. Oh, my God, I got through. I'm so happy. I even gave my brother a high five. We're just listening to you guys.
Well, good, Bonnie. Well, I'll tell you what, with your exuberance, you get to choose you want a stone reading first, you want to talk to my beautiful cohort Dawn first, or...
Oh, I would like to do the stone reading. I'm very curious. I'm excited. Oh, my God.
I call this 12 weeks in 3 minutes, so it's about 15 seconds per minute, and I'll give you some idea, and then we'll
turn you over to Dawn, and she can add
to
it. And
hiya.
Hi. Oh, my God. I'm happy.
Oh, girl, we're so glad you're happy. Rub some of that off. You sounded happy when you your voice. You sounded very jubilant, and that's a very that's a good
thing. That's an uplifting thing.
Yeah, it is. It's enthusiasm. So having said that, Bonnie, I'm going to tell you what you should be enthusiastic about. All you have to do is say drop.
Drop.
There you go. Well, you do have a lot of enthusiasm. You've got things about love, about commitment, about expansion, about fresh possibilities, all this coming into play. And it feels like it's because you're doing a lot of healing, letting go, starting a whole new cycle in your life with like a very conscious awareness of this. It's not just a passing, a happening. You very consciously put some stuff on hold because it's... you know, you can't process or deal with or fix it, so you're moving forward with where you can, with commitments,
yes,
with things about ideas, with things about business, love, and all that sort of thing. So there is a lot of good energy that is both reflected in the stones and your tone of voice and your exuberance, as both Dawn and I picked up. And by the first week, you have Mars coming in, so it's good decision-making and good things about mates and good things about... male in input and direction for yourself. And as you feel that in the first week or so, you're going to start getting a very lucky cycle that you're creating because of your exuberance and because your determination.
Uh-huh.
Stone, Neptune, and the Magic Stone all here from weeks 2 to 3. So there's a lot of this exuberance you feel, this change, this breaking out of past patterns, this putting your doubt aside so you can really prosper and make things work. And feel enthusiastic,
yes,
as you have been, but add to it. As you go through that in the first week and a half or two, you're going to start realizing this new resonance about yourself that makes things work, even if they didn't work in the past. It's like you've got like super glue on the way you do things. They stick together. They actually start creating a new policy for you, new direction for you. And by the
way,
am I
going to love?
Pardon me?
What about love?
Well, love is, like I said, love and commitment stone are right here at the center. So as you go through this change with yourself and quit fearing that it won't come, start visualizing it coming, then you're
I keep
moving.
Doing candle work, so I'm hoping my love comes back, but it's not.
Well, it will. Well, it will.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe not this particular person, but love's going to come back in your life. It may be this person, may not. Things are working out in that area. But the thing about when you pledge yourself to something, don't do it with a frantic, desperate state. Do it with a cool, calm, collected state and let it happen. You can't grab the universe and cram it in to make things fit. You breathe with it. You let things happen. And by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, I feel like emotionally, the future dreams, hopes, and everything, not only have you reorganized a lot of things and reached a lot of people and ideas beyond your place, like a lot of expansion, both business and personal, it does feel like toward the seventh and eighth and ninth week here, fresh things about love and relationships are coming into your life. And by the end of this 3 months, you're going to sort of realize how you had to go through this healing yourself, challenging, feeling just a surge of energy, like your phone call, with good energy. You're going to realize how much you've made that more of a consistent theme with yourself. And there's certainly a lot more cool collectedness coming in than there has been, like confusion or franticness and all that sort of thing. So mellow and let things really open up for you. Beyond this three-month period, you have the Life Stone that's pointing to the Magic Stone. It's saying what you're learning here in the first couple weeks is really going to set a template for you being more magical, more in tune, less nervous, concerned, more open, more, and that sort of thing. So that's short and sweet, covering the next couple months, and hope that makes sense to you, Bonnie.
Yes, it does. Oh, I have a question.
Good.
Is my dad watching over me because my dad passed away? I just want to know because his
For equal time, I'm going to let Dawn handle that. Is that okay with you, Dawn?
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yes, honey, he is. Those who pass before us, they are always with us.
They may come and go, okay, but they are always with us. They never actually leave. They're just in different form, okay, and you can still talk to them. They hear you. And a lot
I feel
of times
like
all
he saved me a lot of times. My life's been in danger, like where people try to harm me, and I felt like he, like, guide me a different way, like, go run, and I actually did. Like, there have been numerous times.
And that's what they do. They're kind of like our own personal guardian angels. You know what I mean? So when you feel that and you hear that, are you hearing almost like an audible?
A what?
You can hear him within your head telling you?
Yeah, sometimes it'd be like tripping out, like, hey, do you hear that? But, like, a lot of people think, oh, because I even stopped smoking. I ain't going to lie. I smoked weed. And, like, people used to think I'm tripping. I stopped that. So, and then I can hear more stuff. I'm just waiting for it to come my way.
Well, just continue to listen to that because he is watching over you.
Oh, I'm so happy.
And can I add something to this? When you were saying as far as, like, with the love aspect. Okay.
Yes.
Now you do have some very, very strong magical abilities. Okay. When it comes to love, and when I would teach classes, I made this very, very, very clear to people. A lot of questions regarding love. When you are casting to bring love, you never want to focus on one specific person, especially if it's somebody that is an ex. An ex is an ex for a reason. Okay.
Oh, I was never with him.
Huh?
I was never with this guy.
But, I mean, even, like, focusing, you never focus on one specific person because you are messing with free will.
Okay.
Because, even, you know, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, some people may disagree with me, but, you know, it's been my experience just by watching what happens with other people. When you're casting, especially with love spells, you know, a lot of spells can be reversed. Some cannot. Some have to run their course, and they may be the complete opposite of what you are seeking. So when people are saying, oh, well, do you have a spell, a love spell, the best suggestion that I give people, if you're going to cast a spell for love, you're ask the universe, one, to learn to love yourself first, because it's hard to give love when you can't, and to receive it when you can't love yourself. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't focus on a specific person. Ask the universe to bring the right person to you.
What happens if I ask that person if I can do it on him? What happens if he knows I'm doing it on him and he's just allowing me doing it now?
Well, even then, okay, now if this is something that is supposed to happen, then it would not be needed in the first place. Okay, magic is a tool. It is not a game. Magic is very real. Okay, so if you're meant to be with this person, then just let it happen. But if you are not, then just ask the universe to bring the right person to you.
But I'm very impatient, and I just want love now. I'm lonely. And I just I'm tired of waiting. I'm always getting used. I'm tired of waiting. I just want that love already.
And that, yeah, but this is when you can make the mistakes. Okay.
Oh.
So my suggestion, like I said, is to, when you do a casting, ask the universe to, one, show you how to love yourself first, okay, and then to bring the right person to you, whoever that may be, because it could be somebody that you wouldn't even dream of, somebody that you haven't even met, and it is the right person for you, but you have to be able to have those doors open first in order for that to occur. So rather than just jumping, you know, into something that is not right for you, will only create more problems. And it's a vicious circle. If you want to break that circle, then let the universe intercede on your behalf. Don't force it. Let it happen in its own time. And it will. It will.
Okay.
That's what I was feeling, Bonnie. Be cool, calm, and collected. Relax. Because like Dawn said, the most important relationship, the most important love, is what you have with yourself. And we all go through periods where we're impatient, we wanted it yesterday. But all that teaches us to do, if we're wise, is to become more patient. And once you become patient, you get your magic and your resonance and things start working automatically.
Yeah.
Try it.
Oh, okay. I will try it, but, man, get excited. Hurry, work. Like, I've been doing this for, like, years already, and I haven't, my love, it's just the same. And it's just, like, the same people constantly using me. I feel used. And
Nelson,
I just
Nelson
don't know
Mandela.
When I'm
going to
find that person and when it's going to come, and I'm tired of waiting.
Well, it's going to come when you put your resonance in a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
It really
will. And
stop
focusing on it so much.
Right.
Because you're holding yourself back.
Okay.
Like, give it to the universe. Give it. And just say, here, this is yours. Bring the right person, and please teach me patience and help me to love myself while I'm waiting. And I guarantee you, within 6 months, the right person will be brought to you, if you choose to go this route.
Okay.
All right?
Yes. Oh, my God. You guys made me happy.
Well, good, Bonnie.
Good.
I did.
Glad you called in, and you, Bonnie, and all you folks can listen back on the archives. And both Dawn and I are always thrilled when we help you see some things, because I don't know about Bonnie, but I know I'm always asking. You know, I've got so many questions. So moving right along, we are going to go to area code 609. 609, can you hear me?
Hello there. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
Selena.
Sophia?
No, Selena.
Oh, Selena. Hi, Selena.
Yep.
That is
Selena.
A beautiful name.
Thank you.
I'm gonna let Dawn, who's correct, it is a beautiful name, I'm going to let her answer a question, and we have a lot of callers, so we might start alternating. And Dawn, I'm going to let you take this one, and I'll do a reading for the next lady. Is that cool with you folks?
Yep. Works for me.
You
all
got
right,
it,
anyway.
Dawn.
What's your question?
I'd like to see if there's any specific, you know, messages for my angels or spirit guides in general. A little bit of a lot of different negativity going on in my life currently, circumstances-wise. And if you have any, you know, advice or to raise my vibration or any other messages for me.
Oh, let me see. Some of these are involving other people. Oh, my. Some of this work-related. I'm seeing work-related here.
Not so much work, no.
Oh, are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Not to allow interference, Spirit says.
Yeah.
Those who would harbor things against you, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Okay, because I'm seeing from what I'm being shown on this, there's some people that are kind of jealous of you, honey.
Mm-hmm.
You have knowledge and experience that maybe they're a bit jealous of. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Best way to handle that is just to realize it's not your problem. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They have to deal with that on their own. So don't let that interfere. Okay,
what would the jealousy, because it's mainly with family, so I don't know if it's, I mean, I don't see how it would be jealousy. I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, you know, what you're picking up would be, but.
Right. The spirit is saying it's surrounding knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, surrounding knowledge. But people are funny. You know how it's human nature. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Spirit says, don't worry about it. Okay, it's their problem. Let them deal with it. Let me see what else. No. As far as releasing that, that's actually a lot easier for you to do than you realize. Okay? Just let it go. Okay? And just realize that, you know, we cannot control what other people choose to think, say, or do. But we can control how to react to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So that would actually help you in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
see, somebody around you has a very sharp tongue. Does not, they don't think before they speak. Female, that's what I get on this one. When they do this, how do you let it go in one ear and out the other?
Okay.
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 Don't take it to heart. Okay. Just realize it's just, it's part of their personality. It does not mean that you have to believe what they say or how they say
right.
it.
Okay.
Okay. And again, once you start to do that, that will alleviate a lot of, you know, some of the problem here.
Okay. Is there anything, I don't mean to take up too much time because I know there's other callers, but is there anything else specifically with my mother maybe, if that's more specific?
I only caught part of that. What?
Oh, is there anything about my mom specifically that you're picking up?
About your mom. Is she in spirit or is she living?
Oh, no, she's living, yeah.
Okay. About your mom. Let me see. I don't think they're showing anything on this one. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Okay.
Is her health? I'm showing something with health here. Is she not well?
I don't know. I mean, for the most part, she should be. I don't. Maybe she's not as maybe energetic or up to par, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, because there's a little bit of, just like a touch of pink around this, which shows
okay.
that, okay, but it doesn't look serious to me. I don't see any, like, major serious stuff here.
Right.
She looks tired, though.
Okay.
She looks tired.
Is there a specific area of the body?
Torso area.
Torso, okay.
I'm getting torso. Has she had a bad cold lately?
Did she have a what?
Did she have a bad cold lately?
I don't think so. I'll have to ask her. I haven't seen her in the last couple of days, but
okay,
I don't think
or
so. But.
Or it's coming, because they're showing in the torso area,
mm-hmm.
okay, like, what do you call it, almost like a bad congestion, but when that starts to occur, she needs to stay on top of that, okay, get it
okay.
checked out.
You
know,
okay.
I wouldn't want it to turn into something like, you know, pneumonia. Or something like that.
Right. I'll make sure. Right.
Because they're showing that particular
mm-hmm.
area.
Okay.
So when she starts coughing, sneezing, and sniffling, tell her you better get that checked out.
All right, I definitely will.
Be adamant about it. Be adamant.
Absolutely. Right.
Yes, she's gonna be like, oh, I'm all right. No.
Oh yeah. I won't take that lightly. Absolutely.
But that's what I got on her.
All right.
Okay.
Then.
Hope that helps you, Selena. Oops, I cut you off a little bit more sooner than I expected, but we hope that helped you, Selena. And again, you can listen back on the archives. To let you folks know, sort of the order, we've got 951 Gussie and 408 coming up next. And I'll take 915 and I'll pass Gussie to Dawn so we can kind of get everybody. And I'll take 408 and pass 219 to Dawn, and hopefully we can get to all you folks. 951, let me get you in the room here. Hold on. Oops. 951, can you hear me? Area code 951? 951, are you there? Area code 951. Well, we're going to pass on 951. If you want to call back in, let us know. Not hearing any response from you. Moving right along to Gussie. Are you there, Gussie?
Yeah, I am. Hi. And I know we just
Hi.
I know we just talked, so I won't ask for a Stones reading, as intriguing as they are.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll address a question, and we'll let 408 go to my beautiful, smart, wise co-host, Dawn. How's that,
Gussie? I'd like to talk with Dawn, since I just spoke
okay, well,
with
go
you.
Ahead, Dawn. You got
it,
girl.
Yeah, I was studying, since I just had this Stone reading, so I didn't want to, felt like it wasn't fair to ask for that again.
No problem. Dawn,
thanks,
my dear.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
I'm getting ready to make a move in about a week and a half,
mm-hmm.
and I'm really needing a place to live, a room to rent, in my new town, and I'm also needing a job. The shelter needs to come first, though, so because I need a place to live in order to, you know, to live there.
Right.
Yeah, obviously. It's just going to be a temporary thing. Having a lot of challenges because there's a lot of competition, and there's a lot of places that are really outside my budget. I'm on the way low end. And so it's not been easy. So just wondering if what you see, how you see this finally resolving.
Okay. What? Just out of curiosity, what town are you in?
What town am I in?
Yes.
I don't know. Do you mean where do I live now, or where do I want to live?
Where are you
now?
I'm
leaving town. Because I'm leaving town.
Where?
Because I'm leaving town.
Oh, okay. So where are you going to?
That's what, my destination town.
Yes.
Do I have to say the name of the town, or can I just give the letter?
Is it or state?
Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, let me see. Okay, they're showing warehouse. As far as job goes, they're showing a warehouse. Now, you do have other experience and other knowledge. This would be a temporary thing. Okay. Let's see. Warehouse job. The pay is okay. Okay. But it will get you back on your feet. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see a time frame on this one. If you go to a temp agency,
I have done that. I have done that. Yeah, I've done that a few times actually.
Okay, so that's what they're showing. This job is going to come through a temp agency, but it looks like it's a warehouse job.
Okay,
it may not be something that you want to do, but it's something that you need to do. It's not hard work. Okay. But it's a job.
Okay.
By June is what I'm being shown here. By June, you will be in a much better financial situation as long as you are extremely tight with your finances.
Mm-hmm.
Do not spend unless absolutely necessary. Okay? By June, you will be in a position that you will be able to start looking for the place that you want, because they're showing a more permanent move by the end of June, beginning of July.
Right, yeah.
And
I understand.
This job. And this is a long-term position,
okay?
So you can choose to stay.
Right.
You can choose to stay because they're showing possibility of permanent here further down the road.
Okay.
Okay, but it's a place for you to start. And like I said, it's not, it doesn't look like hard work at all. Good people that you'll be working with. And then at some point, once you get yourself back together, then you will be, within a year, you'll be able to choose where you want, you know, what other type of position you want to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
So for the immediate, okay, for immediate, they are showing the warehouse work, but it's through a temp agency.
Okay.
But by June, like I said, but it's your choice. You have to be really, really frugal with your dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, and just be diligent, patient. Okay, but by June, start looking around.
And what do you see for the housing? That's really the pressing thing, depressing, because I am moving at the end of the month to this new town, and I don't have a place to live yet. So there will be no job without, you know, obviously you have to have a place to live in order to work in that community. So, as I said, it's been real challenging. For the competition and for the low budget that I have to find a room to rent. And so, and time is really pressing because it's only a week, you know, just about a week away that I really need to get, you know, really start getting, you know, like boxes packed and, you know, packed and, you know, tidied up and loaded and things like that. So it's not, you know, it's not a luxury of time in this case.
Right. Okay. So it's an immediate...
Immediate. And I, you know, within reason, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to live with cockroaches. I'm not going to live in a house that's filled with smokers. You know, I have to, I have some standards. have to have some sense, you know. I'm not going to live in, you know, with the drug addicts and the meth heads.
No. They're showing me, it looks like a White House, almost like a small Victorian style, room for rent type of thing.
Right.
You'll see this in the paper, actually. You'll see it advertised in the paper, extremely low amount, everything is pretty much included.
Okay.
If you go and talk to these people, okay, I believe it's not an older couple that they're showing me, but I don't know, I guess maybe in their 50s is what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Explain the situation to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're going to be willing to work with you.
Okay.
Okay. They may say to you, well, would you be able to give us maybe, you know, 2 weeks up front? And it, from what I see, they're only going to be charging maybe like $50 a week, fully furnished room, everything. But they want somebody quiet, you know what I mean?
Right.
But that's what they're showing, that they're going to work for you. I'm not getting an address on this one. I'm trying to see if they'll show me an address. It looks...
You said this is in the newspaper? That's really odd because the ads don't really, in this town, you know, people don't really put ads in newspaper. Well, in most towns, in fact, they don't really put newspaper ads in anymore. You know, they go through Craigslist. That's the primary way.
It looks like it's in the newspaper. I'm being shown in the paper.
Huh.
It's because you're reading it. You're reading it. Room for rent, quiet.
Okay. Huh.
Fully furnished, everything included.
Huh. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
That's interesting.
So, you know, look around even in the smaller papers. I don't know that it's a major paper. It's a smaller paper.
Okay. Well, okay. I put ads myself. I've posted ads and, you know, all that. I mean, so proactive, and it's just really discouraging.
Be calm, Gussie. Imagine things working out well.
Yes.
You've got nothing to lose by changing your focus to everything's going to work flawless for me.
Shoot
for 1,000, let the universe give you 400. It's better than shooting for 50 and settling for 20. Shoot big.
Okay.
You got nothing to lose.
And ask the universe to intervene for you on your behalf.
Yeah.
Ask for it.
Okay. I do. Okay, thanks a lot, both of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You too, Gussie.
Bye-bye. Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Always makes our day when we can help someone. And so we are with area code 480. 480, can you hear us?
Yes. How you doing?
Good. Who are we speaking with?
Nancy.
Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you today?
We're probably doing pretty good because the alternative is no fun at all. So we just decided to do good.
I like that. Good for you.
Oh, I learn that every day. I'm 66, and I've been through so many crises, and I'm sure everybody on the show has, and I'm sure Dawn has. And what doesn't make you wiser and stronger kills you. I hate to say it so simply, but that's why we get wiser and stronger, and we want to continue to grow. So keep that in mind, all you folks. As Dawn said a while ago, it's how you interpret things. We don't always get to choose our situations, or at least we're not consciously aware that we've chosen them. So we often find ourselves in situations where we're going, what the hell? But remember, it's how we interpret them. Because if you interpret them as positive, inspiring, and leading you to higher ground, you're doing yourself a favor. Because in essence, that is what life's always given you the opportunity to see and focus on. Now, having said all that, Nancy, would you like a general reading for the next couple months?
Well, I have a question.
Okay. Well, I'll try this one.
So my question is, been getting a hold of my best friend from high school. I want to know if we're going to kind of take off more towards rebuilding that great friendship we had back then, where that's actually going to be going.
Well, what I'm feeling is that it's... you do have a lot of friendship, but you've also got a lot of history since then. So you're kind of, even though you know each other well, you're kind of strangers, and there's a lot of, like, reintroduction to each other, finding out about each other's schedules, weaknesses, strengths, romances, loves, interests, ideas, and so forth. So
exploring that, it allows you to know more and more about if this is the sort of thing you if it feels right, you know, because we often fantasize, oh, this is going to work this way and be this person, and times may have changed. It does feel like a good relationship, though. It does feel like y'all have a lot of like respect and commonality and a lot of good interest in each other. So I would certainly not be afraid of communicating, you know, because no matter what I say or anybody says, you'll know firsthand when you experience with yourself about how you refresh yourself with this person. And it does feel like it opens up doors, but I'm not going to put a guarantee that it's going to be a permanent relationship. I does feel like it's good for both y'all to reintroduce yourself to each other, to learn new things, and to sort of almost like to take the challenge of reconnecting with each other, almost for curiosity, mystery, concern, interest, and so forth. And let the love part of it, if it's to fall into play, come into play. I've been single my whole life. I'm 66. I've certainly had my share of relationships, but I've also been the guy who knows how not to commit. I honestly admit now. And I realize I've shortchanged myself on a lot of good relationships because of that. So I can certainly understand why women see men as sometimes noncommittal. Y'all have a lot more complexity about relationships and so forth. And it's certainly a strength. But understand that we're a little simpler. You know, we just are. So
I don't know. Obviously, you're not like the guys I've dated. But anyway, we won't go there at all.
Yeah.
So I'm always the one who's kind of emailing her, calling her, that kind of thing. Will eventually she start, because she doesn't reciprocate every time. I actually called her yesterday.
I think she's going through a bunch. Yeah, I think she's going through a bunch of reshuffling in her life, her birthday or not. It's like business, personal time, so forth. It's like putting you on the list of people she's going to get back with, but she's got to do this and this and this and this first.
Right.
Almost knowing that it'll probably, it's not the kind of response you want, but remember, that's her. You remember
right.
what I'm saying? That's her. She's that way. She's that style. So don't expect the stripes to have left the zebra, you know?
Okay.
Allow yourself to relearn them and to see them in a new light. I think you'll get a return call and communication, but play a little hard to get. Really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that makes
it
makes the spice better. You know, don't lay yourself all out there like I'm completely easy and ready and blah, blah, blah. Play a little hard to get. When you contact her, write some real interesting things in there that make her go, God, I want to get back with you for this reason. Not just for the relationship, but out of curiosity. That's why I was feeling a while ago with all these other things coming in, curiosity, interest, and so forth. So try that.
Married right now.
That's okay. You can still be friends. You still want to connect.
Absolutely.
That's what's important.
So,
does that
and,
help
and
you,
And my
Nancy?
Other thing, it does.
Oh, go ahead.
Hopefully this is a quick one. Does either one of you do medical at all?
Doctors are best at that because the main thing I pick up with medicine is to be at peace with yourself and relax. But other than that, I let doctors. We've got about 5 minutes left, Nancy. Let's get one other caller in. Would that be okay with you?
Yeah, that's great. You guys have a great rest of the evening.
Well,
bye,
great,
you too.
Thank you.
Call back next week and we'll deal with that issue.
Awesome.
Having
thank
said
you.
That,
bye-bye.
God bless you, my dear. We have a lot of callers tonight. We probably aren't going to have time to get to all of y'all, but we are going to get to 219, and I'm going to let my dear co-host, Dawn, talk to you at 219. What's your name, my dear, or whoever, 219?
Liz.
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 Meet
Liz,
Dawn.
L-I-Z.
Liz, meet Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's your question, honey?
It's a relationship question, actually,
okay.
that I'm currently in. basically, oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just wondering how things look for us and just if it's a match.
Okay. What is their first, or what is your birth sign and their birth sign?
My birth sign is Scorpio.
Uh-huh.
And what else did you need to know? Sorry.
What is the other what is the other one?
Aquarius.
Okay.
I'm a Scorpio, Liz. Love you, lady. Great Scorpio.
Thanks. Love you.
I might add one other quick thing. Liz, the way Scorpio minds work and Aquarius minds work are very different. We're very focused all over the board.
I was just going to say that. It's like two total opposite poles on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, Scorpions, they tend to be like, woo, you guys are just wow. You know, but Aquarians tend to be, they're much like Capricorns, much more reserved. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hard to pull them out. You know what I mean? But they're also very good-natured. You know what I mean? But, yeah, sometimes you Scorpios, you guys can be a little rough to handle. You know what I mean? Cause,
impossible.
What? let me see. Has this been kind of a long-term relationship here that I'm seeing?
No, it's only been like 4 months.
4 months. Wow.
Feels long term, but
yeah, it does. Actually, it does. Because it's almost like there's a comfortable feeling around it, so maybe that could explain part of it. But what are the issues here? You guys are just not. There seems to be an imbalance here.
I think it's me. I guess not trusting him as much, and he has problems in his own area with certain things, like with drinking.
Okay.
And we've only got about 2 minutes left.
Right. Well, this is going to be something either you guys are going to work it out by choice, or I don't know about this, sweetheart. I'm very honest. Okay. There are certain things that can and cannot be tolerated within a relationship, okay? Choices need to be made, okay? You cannot change somebody.
Right.
You cannot control something, you know, like that, that is their choice, okay? So you need to just take a step back and choose, is this what you really want in your life? Okay?
Okay.
Ask the universe to give you guidance on this one, okay? That's a tough call, but is it what you want? And then base what you choose to do from there.
Okay.
Okay? That's what they're saying.
All right. Thank you.
Okay? You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Liz, I've been a musician and a psychic my whole life, and I've certainly dealt with people who have alcohol and drug problems. And if they clean up, they can be great, but if they don't, it can be a long-term problem. So try to encourage him to clean up. That's the best thing.
Okay.
It's an uphill battle, but boy, it'll make it. It's a win-win for him, for you, for everybody else. So work toward that. And then if it doesn't work, as Dawn said, don't wear yourself out trying to pull the stripes off the zebra, so to speak.
No, because it's their choice to do that.
It absolutely is.
Okay.
All right. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Liz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let people know about the show. We're on every Monday night. Again, this is Dawn Mystic Haven, or Mystic Haven Dawn, and Gary Wimmer. You can find about both of us on psychicsgonewild.com. Check us out. We can cover a lot more in a longer reading than we can in a short reading. And great to have you folks with us tonight. We look forward to being with you next week. We're sorry we couldn't get to everybody, but we hope to call back a little earlier next week. And if we didn't get through this week, try us again. We'll see you folks next week. Pleasure to be with you. God bless you. Stay happy, stay beautiful.
Hi, everybody.
And happy 2014. Hi. Good to be with you again, Dawn. Love you, girl.
Oh, you too, Gary.